It's the weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. Learning more about the Star Valley Nature Co-op this morning, an organizer of this group, Aubrey Ridd, is in studio. Aubrey, thanks for your time today. Star Valley Nature Co-op, it sounds like this is something that you've done before and have now brought to the Star Valley community. Tell us about how it came about.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. Thanks for having me. We just wanted to share a little bit more about what we're doing so that families who are looking for kind of an alternative option for getting their kids outside, but also potentially having unofficial childcare for their kiddos, can know that this is happening here. So we're running from at multiple outdoor locations between Grover and Smoot at this point. And the gist of it is we are offering outdoor play and learning for kids up to about 12 years old is where it's at right now. And the people running the show are other trusted parents. And we're collaborating and we've formed a schedule so that, you know, sometimes 5 days a week, usually 4 days a week, there's something going on where families could either drop off their children or come along with their children to experience the outdoors. And it's really child-led. So the kids are telling us what they're interested in learning that day. There are options for families. So, you know, some families are dropping their kiddos off and exchanging time for time as mentors. Others are paying a little bit to the co-op to keep our, you know, administrative and one paid teacher going. And then other families just want to come for the socialization. It provides some accountability when you know you have a set plan to go out and meet people outdoors and spend several hours.
So Aubrey, tell us what these kids are doing outdoors.
Sure.
Kind of what are the activities that you go do?
Totally. So again, it's child-led, which means we don't have a curriculum. We're telling the kids, we're not coming in and saying, this is what you're going to learn today. It really depends on the dynamic of the kids that are present for that session. And it's really fascinating, Duke, to see how they'll come in and they will, depending on the blend of kids that day, they'll come in and they'll show you what they want to learn outside. So the other day it was, let's collaborate in finding out the highest tree that we can climb. Sometimes it's, let's build a bridge over the creek, or let's practice balancing on that bridge over the creek. Other times they're doing float tests to see what might float differently in the creek. So really, like, anything that you could learn in an indoor setting can absolutely happen outdoors as well. And it's being driven by the children. And then, of course, the mentor, the adult mentors are stepping in when the kids lose their flow and their focus. And, you know, maybe we'll do some animal identification or some bird song identification, scat identification, these sorts of things. So those are just some examples of what it looks like. But it really can look different every single day, depending.
Excellent. Yeah. And what age group of children are we talking?
Sure. So typically, unless a mom is or a parent is bringing like a babe in arms that they're carrying on their body or something, we're typically going from about potty trained up to 12 years old. But there's not a firm min or max on that. And so we can really be flexible with each family depending on what their needs and capacities are.
Okay. So describe again how this works. So you have multiple locations, it sounds like, that, mm-hmm. that parents can bring their kids to and participate in. Is there a certain time that they have to be dropped off? Logistics wise, how does that work?
Yes, sure. So the calendar we create a month in advance. So for example, right now in about mid-June, I'm creating the calendar for the whole month of July. So people are like committing, they're choosing when they want to come in July and they're plugging into that. It seems like the most popular times for us have been in the afternoons. Maybe that's a summer thing. The mornings haven't been so popular, but that's not to say that if several families signed up and wanted to do mornings that we couldn't. But typically it's been afternoons for 3 hours from 2 to 5 p.m. is what it's been looking like. But like I said, it can really grow and evolve depending on what the families within the co-op are wanting from month to month.
Okay. Aubrey Ridd in studio this morning. She's with the Star Valley Nature Co-op. Is this just a summer thing or do you hope this to be year-round?
Thank you for that. And maybe I can include a little ask here for the community as well. So we are currently, you know, planning to go until there, as long as there's interest and, you know, buy-in for this, as long as people are showing that they want to do it. We would love to continue in the winter. However, as you know, with the kind of winters that we have here, we really would love to see if there's anybody listening who has like a private property that they have access to where summer or winter we could come and use it once a week, maybe a couple of times a week. And if it's a place that has a shelter, that would be amazing for the winter, where the kids could go in and just kind of get warmed up for a little bit, head back outside. So we're hoping to keep it going for as long as the community's interested. So far, we've had about, we're close to 20 families that are engaged in some way, and everybody's choosing the level that they want to be there.
Okay. Yeah. That was my next question. So being a co-op, this is a very unique structure that you have built around this. Yeah. And so when a parent wants to have their children involved, and if they're either going to pay the cash or be involved donating their time, yeah, what kind of commitment is that to be one of the instructors?
Sure. So there's not a set, again, it's really flexible. So I have some folks who are participating a couple times a month, and then there's others that are there 3 times a week. So if somebody wants to get involved, they can always call me and I can talk about, okay, what is your family's needs? What are the priorities for you? And then there is, you know, there is a set fee if somebody's cash pay. Mm-hmm. And then as far as the trade for time, it's basically hour for hour. So if you were to come and volunteer on Monday morning, your time as a mentor for 3 hours, then you could drop your kiddos off, let's say Wednesday morning, for the same amount of time. So gotcha. For the time, it's a straight across trade.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, this is a very cool idea. It sounds like it's taking off. You already had about 20 families involved. And so Aubrey, for anyone else that wants to get involved, how do they do so? What's the best
Absolutely.
Way to connect with you?
Yeah, please give me a call, because then again, we can really just customize it and figure out what works best for any particular family. So you'd call me, Aubrey, and my cell phone is 505-485-9288. And we do have room for more people to come and join us in July, and maybe a few random sessions that have some openings in late June as well.
Excellent. So give it that number one more time.
Yeah, absolutely. 505-485-9288.
Perfect. Aubrey Ridd, Star Valley Nature Co-op. Aubrey, anything we missed about this co-op you want to mention?
Let's see here. Well, I'm excited about the fact that it's very community driven. You know, this is different than an official daycare or something where we tell you what hours we're open and you have to commit to the whole year in advance, that sort of thing. So the flexibility, I just really want to stress that. And then another community ask would be, is if somebody's listening that doesn't necessarily want to be involved on a regular basis, but they have some sort of awesome outdoor skill that they would like to share in an all-group gathering. It could be anything from like mule packing to Dutch oven cooking, you know, animal identification, and they just want to come share a skill like once or twice, especially an elder. We would love to welcome and have kind of a multi-generational approach here. So please reach out to me if that sounds appealing as well.
Excellent. That's Aubrey Ridd again with the Star Valley Nature Co-op. Aubrey, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.